Jack, fantastic to see you've got into the second part of the fun that is the Central Junior Carnivals. How'd you enjoy Narrabri?
Yeah, look, Narrabri's, look, I think every carnival's fantastic, Narrabri especially. I mean, the grounds look an absolute picture, and it's always well organised. You always can tell the great carnivals. They have great coffee vans and the egg and bacon rolls, and Narrabri's certainly no different. But no, it's great. I love it. It's fantastic. I love the junior rugby. I've played. I've refereed. I've now got a young boy in the under-10s for Crindai, and I now coach and run them, and, yeah, love it. I'm enjoying it more than when I played.
How are things down there on Thursday afternoon there at Crindai Rugby Park?
The only way I can explain it, if you've just freshly weaned 100 calves off their cows, off their mothers, and it's just, that's what it's like, sort of running freshly weaned calves. But certainly Crindai, we're a bit thin this year, but what boys and girls for that matter, what we have are fantastic. It's just learning from the sixes and the eights of catching and passing, and then as you move up is the tackling and the cleaning out and the support play, and it's little baby steps, and frustrating game to play, let alone to coach, but it's good. I enjoy it. I love it. I love it.
Well, you've had some reasonable footballers come out of the club through the years. You know, David Carter and Sam Carter, who's playing for the Wallabies, so there could be a Wallaroo or a Wallaby again out of your lot in the next 20 years. What about yourself? What do you do for a living there in the great metropolis that is Crindai?
Oh, I'm just a mixed farmer. Got cattle and dry land farming, and that's my little part of the world there at Spring Ridge, just sort of west of Crindai. Nothing too exciting, but I'm lucky enough to have the avail, you know, for Crindai being a great club that I played for, and now it's such a thrill for me to have a boy, a healthy boy that is able to participate in the junior rugby ranks. So that's where I'm at. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about when you played for the Cambridge Trident Lions. Did you play with the likes of Carts and the like? And tell us of the fun you played yourself.
I actually came from doing a stint of tertiary education up Armidale and graduated and came home and worked with my other two brothers on the property at Spring Ridge. And that was sort of in the early 90s. And we had a great club, winning a premiership in 92, was it, or 91?
Yeah.
And the likes of Dave Carter and Ian McKenzie, Dick Dowsett, who was a former Aussie schoolboys, Jimmy Gallagher, David Rose, country players, and good country club players that, just things clicked, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of success. It was great. Very lucky, very lucky.
Also, of course, you've got 60 years of rugby in Crindai, celebrated, of course, when you played Narrabri. Must have been a great sort of event as well. And also, of course, earlier this year, you celebrated with the fellas that were part of the Diggers side as well, which was great for Crindai rugby as well.
Well, first thing, that Diggers day was actually fantastic. That was actually a brilliant day. It was simply organised, and it was a terrific, terrific day. The 60 for Crindai this year, as you've just outlined, and again, it's some great. I think not so much a ball, but just a day to celebrate that. And I think there's been, you know, quite a. And the boys are really, as in the senior club, they're having a crack this year. And there's certainly good numbers, and they're putting, you know, two good senior teams on the paddock, as well as under 16s and 18s. Yeah, no, it's a great year for Crindai.
Yeah, well, you can find out more through crindairugby.com. Of course, they're going to have a big day later this year as well to celebrate that 60th anniversary. Nothing gets run on air, but tell us a little bit about the sponsors look after you there at the Crindai Junior Rugby Club.
Oh, look, we're very, very lucky. We've got some great support from Dow AgroScience, the Suncorp Bank, and a great, great one is Luke Scanlon with Ray White Rule and Crindai, been tremendous supporters of the rugby club. I know there's also AMS Commercial and Davidson and Cameron, and also Oztech Roofing as well. Tremendous, and thank you. We're very, very, very lucky.
But finally, what do we need? Well, she does a great job as the development officer, and just need players to come up like Andrew Blades did a few years ago and help out the kids and just be a bit of an inspiration.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, I know it's all very cute, but Gary Walsh is... full marks to him. He does a tremendous job, not only in the seniors but in the junior ranks. He's been a great help to me, and I like to think of him as a good mate. If anyone does want to from Crindai want to have a crack in the seniors or the juniors, just roll up on a Thursday afternoon, because that's when the juniors train, and then and the seniors go on from there.
Well, thanks for your time, Jackson. It's great to meet you. Wish you all the best as you continue to herd kids around for the Crindai Junior Rugby Club, and you can find out more through the club's website, crindairugby.com.